So this is a great intro to what I'm actually going to talk about today, which is about reimagining ethical digital technology so that people aren't excluded in the way that's just happened in terms of those people who are there. So for those of you who don't,
I'm Simon Roach and I'm Professor Emeritus in Computer Ethics at De Montfort University. I've got a background in industrial computing as well as academia. So I started doing computing a long time ago as a Fortran programmer, and then I got really interested when I changed into academia. I got interested in the reasons why lots of computer systems fail. And that then led me to think about the broader issues, the social issues, the ethical issues, and that's how we ended up setting up the Centre for Computing and Social Responsibility in 1995, held the first ethics conference here at De Montfort University, launched the centre, and from that we've been able to develop particularly a European network of academics and practitioners who are interested in ensuring that digital technology is a positive rather than a negative for society. And it continues to be a huge challenge. So when we think about, well, it used to be called IT, then it was ICT. I'm now calling it digital technology because it's become pervasive. So that's the first thing that, which I think we need to possibly rethink about how we look at the technology, because it has become all pervasive. And there are good things about it and there are bad things about it. And I think what needs to happen is not only those who are in academia doing research and things who think about these things and practitioners who are sort of starting to think about these things, but because it's pervasive, everybody needs to be aware of these issues, so that when they perhaps start to use a piece of digital technology and they're not happy with it, they've got the voice and the confidence to actually raise that issue and make a difference. And currently, I don't think that's possible. So I think we need to change our emphasis so that we make everybody aware of these issues through formal and informal education, starting from primary school age, right the way through to informal community type education programs of the elderly like myself, to make people aware so that they can ask those searching questions of those who are providing these sorts of technologies. I think certainly there is a disparity between the, if you like, the more affluent members of society and those who suffer from social deprivation, and that the more we become dependent upon digital technology and that is costly and the prices of a lot of these things continue to rise, then there's going to be a social divide. And let me give you a prime example of that, and that's to do with the pandemic. During the pandemic, because governments and scientists had to react, they were heavily reliant, and quite rightly so, on technology to actually communicate things. But what was forgotten was there is a digital divide, particularly with the elderly. Now, across the world, there are something like 380 million elderly people, and a lot of those are not digitally literate. They haven't got access to those, and yet we were using the technology to communicate with people. And during the pandemic, the elderly were the most vulnerable, and that is, you know, and they were the ones who were suffering the most deaths, you know. And there's lots of stats and things to actually demonstrate that. And so there, you've got a prime example of, we don't think about those who don't have access, for whatever reason, to the digital technology and the things that it's offering, and they're left out, and they become vulnerable. And clearly, during the pandemic, that becomes critical, and I am sure there will sadly be people who have died because they hadn't got access to that because of lack of communication. The ethical implementation is that it should be the right thing is to actually make things make things accessible to everybody, and to ensure that we do the proper things in terms of when we actually develop new product, we think about what are the potential negatives as well as the positives when we're actually rolling out product. And when we get to a situation where we have to react because of something like the pandemic, we ensure that everybody is going to be included. So it's technology which is fit for purpose, technology which is accessible for all. And that is the ethical stance. And the only way that that can happen is and it might sound, you know, it might sound altruistic, but it's all to do with being virtuous in what we do. And it's not only those who are delivering the product, but we also, as a society, have a responsibility to actually raise those issues. Don't stay silent. We raise those issues and have the confidence to do that. So that's the. Now I think this concept of virtuous action by everyone is fundamental as we become more and more dependent upon digital technology. I mean that's really interesting. One of the things that comes to mind is many years ago we were commissioned to actually look at the whole concept of electronic voting, and at the time we believed that the technology was not fit for purpose to go down electronic voting, particularly for things like general election. And so one of the things that we did, and we worked with a big consultancy firm, was we engaged with the public, and we did that through focus groups, drawing in people, a whole range of people, who were then given scenarios about this is the sorts of things that we'd be doing in terms of how you could vote in a general election, and canvass their opinion. And that gave this rich data, which we were able to then pull together. And that was partly one of the kingpins of how we then put the argument to the then government as to why they needed to stand back from actually rolling out electronic voting for particularly general elections and obviously local government elections until they had sorted out huge problems with the technology at the time, and we stopped it. So and that was about engaging with the public rather than just looking at the front end user of the technology. We actually engage, and I think there should be more of that happening, you know, and having that engagement in a variety of, and you could do that in a variety of ways. So you can start canvas opinion, and it then gives people the voice, which I think is really important. I'm currently talking to a group in Spain, and we're actually taking the exhibition. The plan is we're going to take the exhibition to Barcelona, which is one of the world's leading smart cities. And one of the things that we've been looking at is actually adding some things to exhibit to the exhibition which relate to the ethics of smart city and the technology that's used in it. For example, things like obviously privacy and monitoring and all those sorts of things. But then there's some broader issues, because the more emphasis you put on the urban conurbations in terms of the technology, you are going to create an urban rural digital divide. And so what you should really be thinking is not smart cities, but smart communities, because the challenges in the rural area will be completely different to the challenges in the urban areas, without doubt. And so we need to think about those sorts of issues. And so that will take a lot of effort, you know, and a lot of dialogue between a whole variety of people in this area, which is why I'm really pleased that we've got the opportunity to actually take this sort of exhibition to a smart city, and to try and encourage them to start to think about these sorts of dialogues. So this exhibition is the first as far as I'm aware, it's the first time in the world that there's been an attempt to actually use the creative arts to actually explore ethical digital technology. And so what I've been doing is I've created images, pictures, I've written poetry. I've written stories to try and make this more accessible to everyone, because everybody likes to read a story or a poem or draw a picture. And so my idea has been that we actually use this exhibition as a starting point to actually use those creative arts to actually explore digital technology. Digital technology is being used by creative artists to actually in their work, but I want to use it the other way around, and that's quite unusual as far as I can see.
So my name is Bernd Stahl, and I am a professor of critical research and technology at the University of Nottingham, with a lot of experience in working around ethics and IT. Okay, we've just heard the talk by Professor Simon Rogerson, professor of computer ethics, who set up the Center for Computing and Social Responsibility in 1995, a good long time ago. And he's just looked at future digital ethics. So how can we deal with ethical issues arising and related to digital technologies? So what is the central point of ethics? Well, there probably isn't one, but I think what I currently find most challenging about it is the systems nature of ethics. So we have socio-technical systems that include technologies such as AI and many other digital technologies, but they are used in social settings, they're used in organizations, they're affected by what happens in society. Ethical issues arise as part of that, but there's no central place where they come from, there's no central place where you can address them. So that's where I think this systems nature of the problem doesn't sit nicely with the typically not systems nature of ethics. Ethics is typically about somebody doing something right, about an intention, about consequences, about how people behave. But individual behavior often isn't the key in ethical issues arising out in digital technology. So there's certainly lots of attempts to do that. So professional bodies, including the British Computer Society, do require their members to have at least a basic training in these sort of things. So they're supposed to think about what is professionalism, what are ethical issues. They typically have codes of ethics, which people have to work through. But for me, the question is that enough? Is it enough to focus on an individual understanding ethical issues, which I think is important? I have no doubt about that. But does that really get to the heart of the problem? And I'm less convinced that that's the case.
Well, I thought that the question time at the end was really thought-provoking, and people engage with some of the ideas and challenge some of those ideas. So, and that's what it should be about. It should be about having this dialogue, thoughtful dialogue, so that we can actually move forward together, so that we can actually realise good technology. My next steps is I'm about to have a meeting with some of the people in creative arts, because what we're looking at is actually creating workshops, creative art workshops, particularly in poetry, so that kids, particularly, well, we're starting with secondary school kids, can actually start to think about how they feel about digital technology, what sorts of things do they want to see in terms of positives and negatives. And then the idea is that we're going to actually link this to World Poetry Day and actually start having schools across the world engaging and discussing these things. That's as far as we've got at the moment. I've been there. I have a Twitter account, but I need to work on that.